Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, day three of the draft is in the books. The Bears made six picks over the course of the day, three in the fourth round and two in the sixth round in addition to their fifth and seventh round picks. What are the couple things that stood out to you the most out of all these draft picks and all the moves that Ryan Pace ended up making on day three?
I think fans got to really respect what Pace did. I think he set it up to get back, to get more picks and add more talent to this football team. It's a young man's game, and I think that was the focus. The first thing that stood out in looking back on this at the time wasn't really specific to me, but they traded up to get Nick Kwiatkowski from West Virginia. So they clearly feel something very positive about this athletic linebacker from West Virginia. You know, I gotta admit, looking at the football player on tape, you see a lot of things that you really like. In reality, he's a coach's son, a former safety, and you can see that he has really great ball skills. The future with him seems to be he's going to have to prepare himself to be ready to play, but I think he's going to be a special teams demon year one and push to play. There's no doubting this talented kid with great instincts here in the fourth round. The fact that they traded up, Lauren, I think says a lot about it. And then you look at what they did in the defensive backfield. You know, they got younger and they got talent to go along with Vic Fangio's scheme. Length was the big target of the day, with arms, height, weight players that come down in the alley, fill it physically. You know, you look at Bush, I really love this football player. I think that this kid has an opportunity, real chance here, to either push Amos to the strong safety position or he plays strong safety position, because I feel like he is almost a twin of Amos, just a little bit slower. But how they play that out is going to be interesting. I just feel like this kid comes down and attacks it. Then you look at the kid from Northern Iowa, a big, tall. He referenced Peanut Tillman. I know I referenced Peanut Tillman when I tweeted it out and with Lauren in our conversation. I feel like this kid is a perfect fit for what Vic Fangio's doing. I think he starts at corner, has an opportunity to move to safety as well and bring more competition. But my heart and soul really goes back to Houston Carson, DeAndre Houston Carson, on William Mary, small school. But you watch this guy's feet, Lauren, and his physicality. He's just somebody at the line of scrimmage that I don't know. Already I can see this kid is going to be a steal here, and how he fits in the safety position is going to be interesting. He's definitely going to be a core special teamer and bring an attitude to that. And then you finish off probably my favorite pick of the draft, personally, and for the longest period of time, Lauren, you and I know. In fact, a lot of credit should go to you, too, because I think you were right in my corner here, and Daniel Braverman, the slot receiver from Western Michigan, brings an attitude and an awareness of running routes the likes of Wes Welker. I mean, let's be honest here. In our time and in my time of watching this football team, I have never seen a polished route runner coming into the draft or into the Chicago Bears since Bobby Engram at that position. This kid can do things. He's a 4.4 guy. Apparently, he ran a 4.3 at his pro day. I mean, he also has a 39.5-inch vertical leap for his size at 5'10". I see the quickness there, speed at the back end. Getting this kind of football player in the seventh round, I think, is the steal of the whole draft. And I honestly understand that I might have a bias, but the bias comes from the tape. So to be able to get this kind of football player that can play special teams, he can do things in the slot, also has the speed to take the top off on the outside. No other receiver on this football team, but maybe Kevin White, we haven't seen him run, is as fast as this kid. So now you got this guy in the seventh round, steal for the Chicago Bears, and I feel like the connection for Cutler is going to be there
Well, the Bears also tried to make another connection for Cutler in the fifth round by taking Indiana running back Jordan Howard. The Bears have taken running backs in the mid rounds of the last three drafts now, with Jeremy Langford in 2015 and Kadeem Carey in 2014. How do you feel about adding Jordan Howard to this backfield? I mean, do you think Kadeem Carey's roster spot is in danger now, or Jaquizz Rodgers? I mean, how do you kind of see it shaking out at the running back depth chart?
Much like we talked about with offensive linemen and defensive backs, no one's job is safe, including the players they drafted. Everybody's competing for a roster spot. We go through this every year and everybody forgets. When I look at Jordan Howard, though, and I look at the roster, he's an unknown, but an unknown that I absolutely love. So what he brings to the table is what John Fox and Dal Loggins are looking for. He's 6 foot, 230 pounds, mauler at the running back position. What do we struggle with Matt Forte? Dancing on third and two. All that's gone now. This guy's going to hit it and put his pads down, lower his pads, and get first downs. Keep churning, breaking tackles. John Fox has a tendency to use multiple backs in his offense. Having a rotation of backs, best man win, they're still, just because somebody else is starting doesn't mean they're not going to be used. I think Matt Forte was almost a flat tire to what they wanted to do, in that they didn't want to rotate, and Matt tended to take to feeling like it was a point of criticism to him, when it ultimately never was. It's just how they want to run their offense, and you could sense that tension when Jeremy Langford was stealing carries from him. He's gone. Langford, Kadeem Carey, and Howard right there is a great trio, and I think Howard is going to push to start. I think he could start. It all depends on how these guys come into camp, focused on what Dal Loggins wants to do. But there's no questioning, here's another steal in the fifth round. Am I going to put him as a starter now? No. Can he be? Yes. So what is that, Lauren? That's good for the Chicago Bears, and it's good for John Fox, because he's an old school coach that puts an emphasis on running the football and playing good defense. Getting Indiana running back Jordan Howard in the fifth round was a tremendous get. And I think he's got a chip on his shoulder and wants to prove things, because he felt like he was going in the third round.
Well, the Bears currently have 11 undrafted free agents signed from this year. Is there one from that group that really stands out to you as a potential steal? I mean, these coaches have a history of finding some of these gems that fall all the way through the cracks, you know, come into training camp, work their tail off, and end up becoming a pretty major contributor for this team. So who from this group stands out to you as one of those guys that can do that in 2016?
Well, Lauren, you asked for one. I'm going to give you three guys. You know, first, we're going to start off with Roy Robertson Harris, outside linebacker, rush 3-4 scheme guy who shows quite a bit of potential here to play the outside linebacker. He shows flashes and traits that you're looking for in a rusher, physicality. There's one play that specifically stands out where a running back, you know, breaks off this big run and he gives pursuit, chases the kid down for like 60 yards, catches him at the 10-yard line, shows the kind of effort this kid puts into the game. But there's some really good traits that you like to see. The other guy is Ben Broniker from Harvard. Here's a guy that some people thought were going to go into the fourth round with him. A physical guy, could be that H-back, rollback. I guess there were some questions on a shoulder injury, so you know, here it is, undrafted free agent. Might as well take a shot at him. You have a need. He definitely can block. He is a technician at that. He could be a move guy. He has some good hands. He's solid built up top. Real sleeper in this draft. And then the last guy I wanted to just touch on is Tevez Calhoun out of Mississippi State, out of the guys. I just think, you know, here's a nickel corner who's talented and physical, kind of fitting in the traits of a Callahan and Hurst, someone to look at. His tape popped off to me, and I feel like that's another get for the Bears for competition.
Well, last year we saw undrafted free agents like Cameron Meredith and Bryce Callahan come in and contribute on both the offense and the defense. So, you know, we'll see if one of these guys can step up and be the next undrafted free agent to be a big-time player for the Chicago Bears.